Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 1, we were talking about the quality of not being a striker in verse 7 of Titus. Let's continue with that thought today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is why it's important to stay in the Word. When he is challenged on a stand and preaching, he does not need to be moved to anger to the point he strikes someone. When you know whom you have believed, it is not important what they say. They can't take away what God has given you. Your heart is assured by your walk, according to his word, under the guidance of the very Holy Spirit of God. Again, doing God's will, God's way. How? In God's timing. That is our responsibility as a man of God. We preachers. So you people are hearing me now talk about preachers, and we have responsibility ourselves. So two things about striker that are important here. This is not speaking of a man protecting his home and family. God in Matthew gives us that responsibility. The Lord did. In that day, it was not unusual for slave owners and religious leaders to slap someone in the face. It was a correction measure. It was humiliating, particularly if it was done in public. This is something that is behind the statement, turn the cheek, in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5, verse 39. But I say unto you that ye resist not evil. Okay, ye resist not evil. That's a charge. But whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. Again, I've had people come to me with a large amount and ask me to designate where I think it would be best. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. I've prayed for needs, and the Lord sent somebody with a large amount, and it would meet that need. And yet I didn't ask the person. The Lord just sent them. Well, praise God for that. But let's make sure that we do right. See, none of us are God. So don't respect the well-to-do because of the money they have and what it might be a benefit to you, more than the kindness and love that you'd show to the, what we call the lowest economic person in your church. A lot of people get a lot of things done through personal witness, prayer, things, but they don't have the money. But they do a lot of other stuff. Boy, would the church be hurting if they didn't. So again, we thank God for people that give. But let's trust God to work in them and work through them. And maybe God will use them to help out in a certain area. But look, never misuse the blessing of God to try to accomplish your own purposes. Don't bribe or promise or withhold based on whether or not they do your bidding. Somebody like that is all about themselves and they don't have behaviors that become withholdenness. Now, some get high positions in life and are used to telling people what to do and not being questioned about it. At times, it is hardest for these to be deacons in a church because they're just telling people what to do. When that they don't do what he said or whatever, then it becomes a problem. And a lot of times, not because they have money. Rather, they do not have a submissive spirit. If they don't get their way, they quit. They quit their position. They go on to another church. I've seen that happen many times, my friend. They don't get their way. They don't get the way they said it should be. And so, therefore, they go on to another church. And it's not doctrinal. It's not right. And I could sit here and tell you some people that really messed up. And I'm not going to. I could tell you some people messed up and now are sorry they did. I've had some come back and say, that was the biggest mistake I made. And yet they realize that in a lot of things it was too late to do anything about the mistake, but they could make things right with people. So again, there are some that get these positions and they become a problem. Now that takes us to verse 8. As we move along here, he says about the pastor, he's to be a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. Now think about that. Exhort and convince the gainsayers. What's he talking about? Well, I want you to join me next broadcast because I want to take up right at verse 8. And deliberate on that. But now we've been looking at the men that Titus has been charged to point out and to appoint as pastors. And they got requirements here. Your church is looking for a new pastor. These things should be checked out. But the most important thing is that he's a man of sound doctrine and he preaches the word and he never compromises. That's important. So, it's also important that you submit yourself, even if you don't like the personality, you submit yourself. Be where God wants you to be. And he didn't say, well, everything will be just your way if you be where I want you to be. It may not be the way your flesh wants, but you can be the way God wants you. Now, perhaps you're listening today to all of this and you're in a church where they're having troubles. Why not just right where you are right now? Stop, pray, and ask God to help you to know his word, his will, and his way, and to do all things according to his word. And then allow God to use you to be a solution to a problem by His Word instead of one who pours fuel on the fire. Maybe today you need to say, you know what, I need to go to a pastor and ask for forgiveness. Just like Paul just spoke up immediately. Maybe you need to go to your pastor and say, Pastor, I was wrong. Would you forgive me? That'll bless that pastor's heart. And if you're trying to bribe the pastor, ask God to forgive you. That's sin. Do God's will, God's way, and God's timing. God never wants you to move because trouble hits. Oh, there's a problem. I'm going. I've seen people leave churches because church has problems. You get talking to them, it's not over doctrine. They just doing things you didn't like the way they were doing it. It's not over the fact that they've become worldly and they've forsaken the way of the Lord. They've just not doing it the way you think they ought to. My friend, when you get to that point, it's not behavior that becomes holiness. And you're failing God. Are you in the Word like you're supposed to be? You put more time into social media, maybe a hobby, maybe a golf, maybe it's some other kind of a hobby that a lady might have, or whatever. Get your free time caught up with the Lord. Have a schedule. Have a schedule in which you get up earlier in the day to study the Word. If you've got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to work, get up at 3:30 and spend some time in prayer in the Word. When you read that Word, ask God, show me how I would teach that to someone else. God, give me an opportunity to share this Word with someone else. And as you go through the day, as you drive, and you have the opportunity to meditate on the Word, do it. There's some things you've got to meditate on what you're doing. You got a job, but if you got time, if you got more time to, if you got hours to spend in social media or some hobby, but you don't have that time for the Word of God at all, at best you're happy because you got 15 minutes a day where you read the Bible and you read a devotional booklet and you said a little prayer. My friend, if you want to see America get straightened out, get right, it has to begin in your own heart. I hope that this is something that you'll really consider. We've spent some time now on pastors. Not trying to, boy, I don't want to destroy anybody's church, but I do want to tell you what God says a pastor's to be. And that's what we're doing here, because Titus was told the kind of man to appoint as pastors of local churches. I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen too, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. My friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my